Hi, I'm Darcy.
And I'm Kelly. And thanks for joining us for
And Another Thing,
where we talk about current events,
pop culture,
things we love,
things we don't,
all slathered in gobs of laughter,
and all the feels.
So grab a drink, sit down, and join us for
And Another Thing with Darcy and Kelly, the podcast. Hello, thingies. This is Darcy.
And this is Kelly. Hello. We're glad to be back for week two.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode is called
New York Stinks.
And
but it's not the subway.
I bet you're tantalized what it is, but we'll get into it in a few minutes. First of all, happy Passover to those of you who celebrate.
Indeed.
I hope you had a good Seder last night, and I hope you're having lots of fun with your family and eating lots of matzah.
Yes, indeed. Last week, we talked about OJ's passing.
Yes, we did.
And so just a super brief little blurb. There's a question as to his will and whether or not there is any money that's going to go to the Goldman family for the civil suit that he lost.
They haven't gotten nothing.
They haven't gotten a single penny. So there's questions as to whether what I typed this week didn't make it clear on whether or not it was in his will that any of this money should go, or if the lawyer, like, I don't know what the deal is.
Well,
but the question is, are they going to get any money from his estate?
And I just read something that the lawyer that's in charge of it is adamant that the Goldmans not get a penny.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, it's his lawyer, so
exactly.
Of course. Well, I'm like, my question is that even legal? It seems
that's
to
what
me,
I want to know. I would think that if you have outstanding judgments against you, it goes to that first, but
yeah.
I honestly don't know. Anybody who has a law background, Susan Thatcher, we're talking about you, is it legal?
Yeah.
Let us know.
And then, but then there's also the question of, it would be sad also if all his estate went to the Goldmans, like if his children didn't
if
get
children,
anything.
No, I agree.
You know, because his kids are not, it's not their fault. Their dad's
right.
A murderer,
right.
You know. But anyway, to be continued at a later date. We just wanted to do a quick
yes.
little update from last week's show.
So, yes. So speaking of trials of the century, which mm-hmm. everybody said the OJ trial was, I think we got another one starting right now.
Yeah, this is pretty huge.
The Trump trial.
Mm-hmm.
They just finished voir dire, and I think they have a full jury, right? They're just
I believe so.
They need alternates, I think.
Okay.
Two were unseated. I know that.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah, so I don't know. One was unseated because she was worried about her privacy, since Trump has already talked about the jurors right in front of them. He was
yeah.
berated for, like, muttering under his breath about jurors when they were putting them through the voir dire. And then the other one, it came
What's
to...
What's a voir dire for people who don't know?
A voir dire is the process of selecting a jury.
Okay. Fancy words. We use the fancy words on this podcast. We are edumacated, ladies and gentlemen.
Grab the bell.
I will grab the bell.
Because probably swearin's are coming.
Yes, there's lots of swearin's are coming.
The studio, our gophers have not...
Yes.
Set up our studio correctly.
They're fired.
Producer Jolene is asleep literally at the wheel. And the other one is because a prior arrest came to light. Don't know anything more than that.
Oh, interesting.
But I guess you don't have to, I mean, when you fill out the jury, you don't have to put that. It's up to the lawyers to
I don't know. I've never
out, right?
been on a jury, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I've managed to squeak by unscathed.
Yeah, I have to go. I've put it off long enough. I have to go on, I think, the Friday before Memorial Day, and I'm just hoping that it'll be canceled. Anyway. So they have, it is broken up into 7 men and 5 women, which I don't love those odds so much.
I don't either, but I was thinking about it, though, how difficult the jury selection must have been, because this man is one of the most famous men in the world,
right.
And we've all got our opinions on him.
Yep.
So how do they choose an unbiased jury? I do know that the foreman is from Ireland.
Yeah, he's a salesman from Ireland. I knew that.
And the jury's pool or the jury selection includes a nurse, a teacher, 2 attorneys, and a grandfather from Puerto Rico. So Yes, I said it correctly because that's what we do.
Maybe that's smart to get people who are from out of the country who don't have an informed opinion.
Maybe. Or because, you know, but I'm like, does this guy not remember him throwing paper towels at his countrymen?
I know, right?
You know? I guess it'd be really hard. I'd probably get myself kicked off this jury in 5 seconds because I hate the man and I would say so. And I would be like, he's guilty, period.
Just your social media posts alone. That's what they were looking at.
Really?
That was a big thing. A lot of people were not even considered because of their
They'd never take me then, for sure. I ask myself sometimes, would I be unbiased in a situation like that? Sometimes I feel like, I like to think that I could separate myself from how I feel about the person and what is in the law. Because as a person of faith, I have learned to separate myself from what my faith growing up said for me to believe and what our Constitution says. And they're where most people cannot.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people cannot. But I don't know in this case.
It's a good question.
I don't know.
I don't know if I could be unbiased. I really don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that they found 12 people and they're going to end up with 18 people who are or have pretended to be well enough to get on a jury. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was starting to think, well, maybe they should have changed it out of New York. But no, fuck it. Excuse me. No, you do it there.
But where else would they go?
Exactly. It's not like there's nowhere.
There's no better option. It's going to be, you know, the same. If they go to, you know, in the middle of Iowa,
super red state.
That would be too leaning the other way.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And again, each attorney has a certain number of refusals they could do off the bat. Like, that one looks like Melania. No. Okay, that's fine. There's a certain number. And then once you use those certain number, then you have to have just reason for dismissing.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I do remember getting to that point in one time when I was called for jury duty is when they were selecting jurors.
Right.
The question was if a police officer was called to give testimony, could you be unbiased about the testimony? And I said no. And the reason being is that I was assaulted in Nashville by a police officer on my way home from visiting friends. And also, Los Angeles has a long history of corruption. So no, I don't trust LAPD as far as I can throw them for the most part.
I think it's gotten a little better. I hope it's gotten a little better, but that whole Rampart scandal and stuff, we could do a whole week of shows on police corruption.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think because I got to the questioning too, and I think what got me dismissed is they asked if I believed in the death penalty, and I said yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I said in some cases I do. So,
that's something I'm torn about that.
I know.
I'm torn. But that's another show.
Okay, so what else about the trial do you have?
Just basically that and the physical shenanigans that were going on.
Oh my gosh, which we alluded to in our freaking title. So the Twitterverse is going crazy about Trump farting up a storm.
Yes. Falling asleep. Yeah. Farting while he was falling asleep. Now, can I just say before we get into the stinkage is...
the stinkiosity.
I don't want to hear another word about Biden being old. The man moves slower these days, yes. But he sat through 5 hours of questioning for something which I forget now. I can't remember what it was. And then Hillary threw 11 hours of questioning and neither of them fell asleep.
Right.
Sleepy Joe did not fall asleep in his questioning. And here's Trump on his first day, you know, passed out, just snoring away and farting in his sleep.
I mean, they were saying that, I mean, people's eyes were watering.
Oh, my God. I saw a TikTok by Don Lemon, and he couldn't stop laughing about it. He was like a 12-year-old middle schooler. He couldn't stop giggling about it. It was really funny. But that's my thing. It's like, don't talk about how old Joe is because you've got Grandpa, you know, pooting away.
And I mean, there are people who swear he wears adult diapers, which, I mean, that's a whole other thing. I don't know if that's speculation or what. Mm. Another thing that's interesting.
And another thing.
Oh, hey.
Take a drink if you're new here.
Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah.
So the DA's office did not want to release the names of the first three witnesses, which is usually you're supposed to, you know.
The witnesses.
Not the jury.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And it's the
is
first.
Is that supposed to be public record?
Right.
Oh.
Or they give it to the team ahead of time so they have time to, like, oh, who is
it? Well, they have to, yeah, they have to share that information.
Right.
But I didn't know if it was public record for people like us to know about.
No, and that's the thing. They're keeping it sealed, and it's for legal eyes only because Trump has already been tweeting about potential witnesses, and they...
Is there not already a gag order on him?
Didn't
they already
gag him? There is absolutely a gag order.
What the...
So, and the judge upheld it and said that the DA can only release it to Trump's attorneys, and if Trump's attorneys cannot adhere to that, then they will not be released, and they will just be calling the witnesses sight unseen.
Wow. Because, yeah, this man is famous for putting people's lives in danger because of that. You know, that's dangerous.
Absolutely.
For him to...
Absolutely.
You know?
I mean, if one of the jurors was so afraid of her privacy that, you know, she got excused, that's some serious...
I would be, because his followers are insane.
They are.
You know? It's like, do I think he would call on somebody to go and take care, quote, of the problem?
Of course he would.
Maybe. Well, maybe. But I damn well know one of his crazy-ass followers would find out where she lives and dox her and stalk her and, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, from all history, they've said that he definitely makes threatening phone calls.
Mm.
I mean, what's his name? The attorney that was his fixer, Michael Cohen?
Cohen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he says that he had to make those phone calls so many times.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. He's frickin' modern-day mafia. It's insane. Why? I don't understand why people...
I know.
Even if you think it's all a hoax, the way he acts should be enough for people to go, I can't get behind this man because
Absolutely.
Of how he acts.
Absolutely. And I just... And that's the one thing we've talked about on the show before. The studio has varmints in it. Not bad varmints, but we have flies. So if you hear rustling, it's
a shoot away a fruit fly.
We're trying to shoo away the fruit flies from our wine.
So they don't die in our wine, because that's my favorite thing. Yum, protein.
But I don't understand. I understand people being conservative. I do. I grew up, talked about this ad nauseum on this show, as has Darcy. Our families, some are split. Mm-hmm. I understand it, but I cannot understand supporting him.
That's what really gets me is, and having grown up where abortion was the number one voting, you know, thing.
But we got to put a pin in that to talk about other thing. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad you brought that up. We didn't have that on our list.
It is. It's number four. Well, I ruined it. Kel was winking at me.
Like, it's not all planned.
We're a mess. Oh, my God. Sorry, I ruined everything. But, yeah, that being the number one, the one voting point in my family was that, you know, I've lost my train of thought.
About abortion.
Oh, that there are people out there. Evangelicals who vote for him knowing he's horrible and a monster and a liar and a cad and a rapist and all the other things, but because they knew that he would appoint people to SCOTUS that would draw back, you know, pull back Roe versus Wade, they voted for him anyway.
Yep. And now he's backing down on it and saying it's going back to states' rights. It should be the states' rights. He's totally backing down on
but
that.
But that's what they did. That's what they did to it.
To get, yeah.
Is that they put out a states' rights, and now states are having, you know, a field day pulling back their laws and making it dangerous. But
I do have to say, with my siblings, which I know don't listen to this anyway, because they're two young men. Well, they're not so young anymore. Sorry. But we're young
certain
men.
Age.
They are not pro-life. They are not pro-life conservatives.
Okay.
They are pro-choice conservatives, and I think it's because they both have been in predicaments that might have played into it.
Gotcha. That's interesting.
And another thing, just really quick. One of my brothers, who's very conservative, he took me when I wasn't able to like pump gas myself. We met for brunch, and he took me to get gas. And there was a homeless man going through the trash cans to get cans and bottles. And I had a couple of Diet Coke cans in the back of my car. And I said, "Oh, sir, do you want this?" And this homeless man, he looked like a hobo. He might as well have had a stick with a, you know, bandana tied around it.
Okay.
Like toothless hobo says, "You know, Diet Coke's bad for you. It'll kill you."
No way.
So I said to my brother,
organic hobo.
Yes, right. He's the Whole Foods hobo. I said to my brother when he walked away, I'm like, "Everyone's a critic. I was trying to help him." And my brother, the ultra conservative, says, "Oh, Kelly, he was just trying to help you." So I was like, "You do have a heart somewhere."
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical! Wow. So, is there anything else about the new trial of the century that you wanted to add to?
No, it's just going to be really. It's going to. I cannot wait to see how this all plays out.
I'm concerned. I'm hoping that because it's male heavy, the jury, that it doesn't.
Me too. Yeah.
Go. I don't want him to get off again. Yeah. This is the important one, from what I understand. This is the important
case. It'll set a precedent.
Case. Yeah.
A precedent.
Yes.
And hopefully no president. Okay.
Moving right along.
Okay, so we brought up our impromptu thing about the abortion ban in Arizona.
Shall we go into that and then,
go into the other part,
the other unplanned, totally spontaneous part? So we had to talk about, or I did anyway, I said, we got to talk about Arizona and this crazy abortion ban based on a Civil War era law before Arizona was a state or women could vote. Remember several years ago, we did a 4th of July show where we just did the whole show was like ridiculous laws that are still on the books.
The blue laws. Absolutely.
That is what this is. Get rid of, like, how dare they? Like, how are they even getting away with this?
And I don't think of Arizona as that much. Maybe, I guess I'm wrong.
It's purple.
Yeah, I never thought it was
wise,
that conservative.
But apparently their Senate and House leans that conservative, I guess, still. So I'm just like, I mean, thank God they have a Democratic governor who's like, "I will do everything I can to make sure that nobody is, you know, that doctors and nobody gets imprisoned and stuff like that for helping."
Because that's the thing, guys. They're saying that even if, you know, doctors will go to jail, you know, it's like aiding and abetting somebody to get it. If you drive them to the abortion clinic or the doctor or whatever,
that's the thing to me, when the law doesn't allow doctors to do their job.
Right.
You know, and women, I just read an article in conjunction with this week about women being forced in some of these states to carry their unviable pregnancies, to walk around with dead babies in their bodies because of these abortion laws.
Which leads to, it's so...
It can kill
inhumane
them.
...inhumane because it leads to infections. It leads to so many other...
Not to mention the PTSD.
No fucking kidding.
These are babies that are wanted, and they're grieving the death of their baby that's not going to be born, and they're being forced to walk around with it and have people go, "Oh,
when are you due?
Can I touch it?" Yeah, and it's like, "Can I touch your stomach?" Which, don't do that to pregnant women.
Ever.
Don't ever ask if you don't know them personally.
And also don't ever ask when you're due unless you see the whites of the baby's eyes.
Yes. Because I'm not pregnant.
I know. I know I've said this before on the show, but I go to a special OBGYN because of fibroid tumors. And he deals in, at-risk pregnancies and fertility. And every time I go, they're like, "Oh, how far are you? I'm like, and I always sit there and I say, nope, I'm just fat. And the people are like,
and then they don't know what to do. Yeah, it's really funny. I actually, sidebar, I had a student this week that I was teaching some breathing stuff to, and I said, okay, watch my stomach. Well, you'll see what happens when I take a breath correctly and blah, blah, blah. And like their eyes started darting around the room. And I said, it's a juicy tummy. It's okay. You can look at it. It's there, you know? And it was just like, it's so funny to me that people are just like, you know, if they're not mean about it, then they don't, then they feel weird about it.
Yeah,
you know?
They're really, it's like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's just weird. Yeah. But anyway, that's that, moving right along. But I'm just like,
sidebars are our favorite thing, though.
Totally. It's kind of what we do.
So, yeah. So, Arizona, come on.
Get it together. Like, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Especially,
I know they're going to try,
like,
to appeal it, but I don't know if they've tried yet or if they can or what. And I'm just, this is, it just feels so dystopian right now.
It does. It's the Handmaid's, it's a Handmaid's Tale. It's just all the horrible novels that you ever think about.
Doctors ought to be able to make decisions with their patients.
And also doctors can make the decision not to.
Yeah.
And you don't go to that doctor if they don't. I remember when I was like 16 or 17, my doctor, whatchamacallit, Armenian Orthodox Catholic, and she sent an email out that her office would no longer be prescribing birth control.
Was this before Roe was
I was
pulled?
16.
Oh, 16. Sorry.
old-timey days.
She wouldn't prescribe birth control.
But she,
damn.
And they said, it is your choice if you continue to, and we'll give you, you know, options of where you can get it or whatever. But she just did not want to be responsible for prescribing birth control. And I think it's when, with teenage patients, I'm sure it was like when you hit a certain, when you start seeing her and they're like, we just want to let you know this.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it from a different doctor. And in fact, his nurses gave me samples. I didn't pay for birth control for so long. It was awesome. Anyway, back in the day when
that's
I wasn't closed for business. now I got the cobwebs and there's nothing going in there.
Just on a hiatus, I say. just a hiatus.
But so you have the choice. A doctor can choose, no, I will not do this. No, but then you choose to go to another doctor.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
I don't really have a problem with that either. Although I do, I would have to question a doctor who gets into gynecology and...
Oh, yeah, this wasn't a gyno. This was an internist. No, this was...
It's a regular general practitioner kind of person. Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
if you're getting into gynecology, you know, then you need to be okay with prescribing birth control, I would
say. Or an emergency doctor who wouldn't, like, save the mother or whatever.
And
yeah,
that's their job.
Different.
But you save the life, period.
Right.
You know? And it's like, I just... And a little... I don't know if I mentioned this on the show before, but one thing that really gets me about... The evangelical viewpoint about this is that an abortion is terrible no matter what. And I know people who are like, even in the case of the life of the mother, because once you get pregnant, it's not about you anymore, is what they say. But there are evangelicals out there who believe that if you commit suicide, you lose your salvation, you go straight to hell. So I'm like, how do you justify forcing a woman to choose suicide?
Right.
You're expecting her to choose a lifetime in hell.
Right.
To save a baby that may not even be viable in the first place.
I couldn't
agree. I don't understand that
at
all.
And I read a meme the other day, again, side note, that said, okay, so during Lent, you can't eat meat on Fridays. Okay, so no eggs. Oh, no, you could have eggs. But but you can't have chicken.
Yeah, right.
No. But you could have... eggs, yeah, it's not a chicken yet because it hasn't hatched.
Right.
Okay, so if it, and it was like, I see where you're going with this.
Exactly. And
so in Judaism, they always say that life begins when the dog dies and the kids leave the house.
Dog, that's sad.
Or when they graduate medical school, whichever joke you want to do. But okay. Oh my gosh, we were so afraid we weren't going to be able to fill a whole show, and now we're like
yada yada yada.
So now on to Speaker
another
of the
super
House.
Yes, Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House.
Oh my
Is
god.
It worth the shit?
Moscow Marjorie Trader Greene has filed a motion to oust Mike Johnson because she pissed that he put through this bill that provides aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And I don't understand. She's mad because he did his job and compromised with Democrats.
Right. Well,
which
and
is
that's
what his there everybody's job in Congress.
That's why Kevin McCarthy got ousted too, because he went on the tax bill, the bipartisan tax bill. That's why he got ousted after 8.5 months. He didn't even have time to have a baby. And now Mike Johnson, he's only been in for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And they already want to oust him. They're eating their own.
And that's the thing. It's
they
like if
are
I were
eating their
if
own.
I were a Republican who voted for these people, and I guess a Gosar and somebody else is joining her in this whatever. I can't remember who the third person was, but I'm like, if I had voted for these people and they spent their entire time in office trying to impeach and oust the leadership, when they should be taking care of what
their constituents
need, I'd be infuriated.
Do you ever hear anything about Marjorie Trader Greene doing anything for her?
Nothing. Nothing but impeaching. Like, that's
nothing
all she does is file motions to get rid of
Same
the leadership.
Same thing with Loa, Handjob Bobart. Handjob at the theater, Bobart.
Well, now I've lost her. Bobart.
Yeah, what's her name? Lauren?
Is it Lauren? That doesn't feel right now. Oh, well, we're just going to call... I call her Boobert. Representative Boobert.
Candy McAnderson. Yes.
But yeah, it's just like that's all she spends her time doing.
Lauren Bobart.
Yeah. Whatever. We don't care. We don't care enough to get her name right. But yeah, I'd be furious because I'm like, what are these people doing? And here's the thing.
That's kind of another thing.
Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader. The last time they ousted McCarthy, the Democrats came together in solidarity and every single one of them voted for Hakeem.
Right.
All that has to happen if they get enough to try to oust Mike is a couple Republicans deciding enough of these shenanigans. We're voting
and
with the Democrats, and Hakeem will end up Speaker of the House.
From your mouth to God's ears, I'm sorry.
I don't know how likely that is, but I feel like if she keeps pushing like this, it's going to blow up in her face.
Well, we. Oh, I have so many jokes I want to make.
So many too. So many dirty jokes.
I wish that one blow up in her face. I wish. Oh my God. Okay. I wish the Trump fart would blow up in her face.
Yes.
There's so many things.
And by the way, Hakeem Jeffries has started to call her Moscow March because, you know, the Republicans don't want any money to go to Ukraine. Which to me
because they're all in bed with the Russians.
Yeah,
because
they're pro-Putin. Now, I don't know what the Taiwan thing is. Why are we giving money to Taiwan? I don't know what's going on. But isn't Taiwan part of... It was part of the U.K. at one point, or owned by the British, and then they had to give it back to China or something like that.
After a certain amount of years, it went back.
Right, and I think we're on the side of Taiwan having...
Autonomy
or something like that. But I don't know. I could be lying. Don't hold me.
Not lying. You know. Just may not, our writers may not have given us, our fact checkers may not have checked
exactly.
all of our
So
facts.
Anyway, I'm not sure why we're giving money to Taiwan, but I'm sure it has something to do with that. Sorry, I'm getting the hiccups.
I think they get enough money
and the burps.
From stuff we buy from Temu.
Like, seriously.
So, yeah. We've been married so long.
We've been doing this for a hot minute. Yeah.
So, yeah. What are your thoughts on this whole... and if you are conservative, I want to hear your thoughts about this, really.
We do kind of want to know. We know that it's unlikely that conservatives listen to us because we lean left. But I think there are things out there that deserve discussion. And I still believe... I lean left, but I will go to my grave.
I still will say I'm a centrist.
I'm an independent because I believe in compromise. And if we learn where each other's coming from, and if we try to educate each other on this is why I feel this way, I think we can find more in common than we don't have, you know?
Yeah.
The knot.
I know
is what I'm trying
saying.
To say. Yes, thank you.
You guys don't have to know what
you
she's
don't have to
saying.
Know.
We need
she's
to
just
got to
know.
Okay, so because this is such a happy show,
yeah.
Here's another thing that's been really bothering us. Young people are dying, and horribly. There was no segue. Sorry, usually
that's
I have
right.
a segue. Young people are dying, y'all, and why?
And we say young, not meaning teenagers.
No,
we're talking
no.
People in middle age are just going to bed one night and not waking
so
up.
So our dear friend, Stephen Jewell, 40 years old, healthy, went to sleep one night and didn't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Josh LaFoy, today's his birthday. Well, today when we're taping, 420, was his birthday. And it's funny because he was a huge pothead. I've talked about him on the show before. I know I have. And it was just so funny that his birthday was 420 and he lived, his apartment number was 420.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I always
wow.
remember. So Josh and Steven, but both 40 years old, went to
wow.
sleep and didn't wake up. No foul play, as far as we know, nothing.
And I believe we're still waiting. They're going to do an autopsy on Steven, but those take a minute.
But they did rule out suicide or yeah. drug overdose,
mm-hmm.
which, thank goodness.
Yeah, I believe he had been sober for a few years, actually.
Yeah.
So I don't know what his usage was before
yeah.
that. I never saw him terrible. I saw him drunk at the lodge, but I don't know if he utilized any
yeah.
other substances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
and so we were looking about, there was Cole Brings Plenty. He was an actor from Yellowstone and 1923, and he was 28.
Wow.
Died just recently. And you had told me about Aidan Canto.
Oh, well, he had cancer.
Yeah.
Aidan Canto, who was on the cleaner and the cleaning lady and designated survivor. And he passed away in January of cancer at 42. Yeah.
Yeah. And I when I was looking it up, there's just, I know it might keep going because I don't know how to justify it. And it's
yeah.
not the jab. So for all of you anti-vaxxers,
right.
I know everybody's like, it's the jam.
I don't want to hear that. I will delete any message by any comment from anyone who wants to blame this on the COVID vaccine. We
so
won't have
I
it.
I just don't understand.
Mm.
I mean, my theory has been for a long time, it's, of course, what's in the air, what we're eating, the
sure.
preservatives, what... I mean, we're sitting here drinking wine and, there are lists of wines that say they have a certain trace of arsenic in them. And I'm like,
oh,
I'm
wow.
drinking wine all week sometimes and I'm drinking arsenic all week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but...
Well, even my biological father, actually, this was probably over a decade ago when he died. He lived a long life of abusing himself with drugs and alcohol. But he had been sober and clean for at least a decade, 15 years. And then one day he just collapsed on his bathroom floor and was done.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense to me that maybe he'd worn his body out and maybe
right.
it was just tired. But in these situations, and he was easily 60 something by then,
my mom
I remember
is 74. We were at
you
a
were
holiday
there.
Party
okay,
when
yeah.
you got the call or the
I couldn't remember who else was left cuz half of us had left
yeah.
at that point. But yeah, but it was just like that made sense to me. I was like, I think his body just got tired and couldn't go on anymore cuz he'd abused it for so long. But some of these people
I don't know, and I feel like it has to be, what is it? Something in the water.
Mm.
You never used to see guys in their 20s or 30s going bald. Like in the 50s, you never
really?
Saw like bald guys. 50s and 60s,
well,
you never
I wasn't
saw
around
like,
in
young,
the 50s and 60s.
No. But like even pictures, like look at like Woodstock pictures or, sock hop pictures or whatever. But you didn't see like young men in their 20s and 30s bald. And now
it's I never
pretty
paid attention.
Commonplace that young men go
huh.
bald younger now.
Interesting.
And I just think that there's just...
I'm sure it has a lot to do with all the processed garbage in our diets
yeah.
that we don't even know we're eating.
Right. And, and that the FDA is saying, you can have
right.
this much and we don't have to report it to you.
Yeah.
And then that brings us, we do have a segue. You want to talk a little bit about Mandisa?
Sure. So what brought this to my attention to talk about was...
Yeah, the whole young...
Yeah, Mandisa, who was a contestant on American Idol and who is also a dear friend of many of my friends in Nashville in the music industry, also just died unexpectedly at the age of 47 this week. And they don't know why yet, and yep. I can't even tell you how many posts I saw from my friends that were like, I don't have the words. I don't have the words. For all intents and purposes, from what I understand, she was a very joyful, kind, loving person, clearly very talented. She had made her living as a Christian artist after American Idol. It made me really sad to see that, and that brought up the discussion of, she is the third person that I know of in as many months who went to bed one night and never right. woke up.
And that's why we wanted to do this.
Yeah. And my friend Christy, shout out to my dear friend Christness. I call her Christness and she calls me Darceness. She had responded when I posted about it on Facebook. She said, and I said, this is the third person in as many months that I know of that just went to bed and never woke up. And she said, this is two in my circle. So this is happening to everybody.
And what?
Not everybody, but you know, a lot of people can say this weird thing happened and I don't know what it is. And what's going on is it, I mean, there's so much garbage in our food and our water and just everything, you know?
But why them? Why this time? Yeah. Why, you know?
And why not us? It's not like we're not trying.
You know? I was almost just going to say that.
I used to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day back in my Nashville days. I'm saying that out loud. I don't anymore. But, like,
I was
incredibly
in the hospital
healthy.
For 53 days and had 5 blood transfusions.
Yeah.
Eight surgeries in a year, and she's
still ticking, y'all. And so, like, why?
I'm not wishing anything.
Right.
Knock on.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah. Poo, poo, poo. It's a Jewish thing.
But it's just interesting. Why are some people? You know, I guess maybe you can look at Mandisa, who was a big girl, but she actually lost a bunch of weight.
She did. Well, that also happens when you lose. I mean, who was the guy?
If you yo-yo a lot, for sure.
Yeah.
That's
really
my theory as to why I'm actually as healthy as I am, because I've never yo-yoed. I lost over 100 pounds once over the course of a year, gained it back slowly over 4 to 5 years. And I've not done that. A lot of people my size will lose 100 pounds over and over and over and over.
So anyway,
I think the reason I'm as healthy as I am is that I've not yo-yoed a lot. Yeah.
That's a whole other show. But if you have similar experiences, we invite you to put your remembrances on our page.
For
please.
Sure.
So we'll always have a place that where it lives. Because it's just too young, too soon, too many.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, God bless you, Mandisa.
Yes.
You are, as in her world, she is home with the Lord and happy.
Yes.
And I'm happy for her for that.
Right.
And my heart goes out to my friends who are missing her today.
Yes. And to Stephen and Josh.
And to Stephen.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm using the bookmark in my book, and every morning when I, or at night before I go to bed.
Oh, the bookmark we got from his service.
From his memorial service.
Aww.
Anyway, okay, do we have time for AI?
Yeah, we do. We got a few minutes.
Okay, so speaking of Mandisa, don't know if you're not into American Idol. You guys, you nerds on here were probably like, AI, yes! Sorry, I meant American Idol.
American Idol.
If you're not
we
into
wanted
it.
Wanted to lift it up. This is a heavy show.
Or if you haven't seen the Top 14 show yet, so it's a spoiler alert. And if you haven't seen it yet, you might want to stop now.
Yeah.
But, man, this year's class was really good. And
they're
a lot
good.
Of good people went home.
Yeah, I was like, when they got to the top 24, I was like, okay, everybody from here on out that goes home is really good. That's where we're at.
Absolutely.
And they've been doing, you know, just a great job picking great talent. But I have to say, there are some surprises as to who was saved by the judges going into the top 14.
Yeah.
There was a big surprise for me. A couple surprises for me. But let's talk about who are your favorites? Who are you watching?
Okay, so my favorites are Tristan Harper, who he's 15 years old, y'all.
Country guy.
He has this country voice.
He's so country.
So yeah, country. So and he country. Talks country. He mm-hmm. walks country. He looks country, but he's so authentic. And he does covers and the songs he writes himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the other thing. There are amazing songwriters.
And another thing. Really good songwriters.
Amazing songwriters.
But wait a minute, Tristan is black.
Yes.
Yes. And I think he's going to win the whole thing.
Last week we were talking about the whole mm-hmm. country thing. Yes.
And it's like, that's his thing.
Sure, mixed race.
And yeah. And I'm just like, and I think he's going to win the whole thing. I think he's going to take it. Because these country kids come in and have stolen it for the last several years. Starting with Carrie Underwood, you know, the country kids have done really well. And I want Tristan to, he's not my personal favorite, but I can recognize if he got kicked off the show tomorrow, he'd be snapped up by somebody. Yeah. He's just so ready.
Any of the top 14, they're going to have a career.
Well, yeah, I got surprises. Okay, go ahead.
So my other favorite, mm-hmm. even though he's such a freaking theater kid, is Keiko.
I love Keiko.
I love Keiko.
Oh, my God. He's not the best vocalist, but he's...
His
songwriting
is so freaking
adorable.
Oh my God, I just
so endearing
him.
Yeah, and that song that he wrote for his mom was just, that was painful to listen to. That was painful.
Sobbed and sobbed and sobbed.
And yeah, it was beautiful. And I don't know, there's just something. He's got that thing that you can't explain that he's got. He's very talented. And
he's the one who came in as an accompanist for somebody else who did not go through.
His Instagram and his bio says, accidentally on American Idol.
And it reminds me so much of In Fame, like the original movie. Did I spill wine on your phone?
It's okay. It's all right. Just a tiny little bit. It's all right.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm getting a new phone.
Put it in right.
So, yeah, I love Keiko.
I just adore him. Okay, so tell me about who...
Well, I was surprised from the judges' saves, I was surprised who they didn't save, which was Jennifer Jeffries. I was surprised about that. Her voice, to me, is the most unique of all of them.
I agree.
And I just really want an album where I can hear what they can get recorded from her voice. I didn't like her last several song selections.
Yeah, I think that's what served her. I mean, that was her undoing.
But I have a feeling she probably has some offers, even if they're not huge, probably certainly indie labels. You know, she can do, and I really hope.
Agreed.
I think she's very talented. And I like also that she isn't this Barbie doll. She's just this regular kid doing her thing, you know?
Wearing sweaters and combat boots.
The other surprise I thought the save was Naya. Fantastic vocalist. But I can't connect with her and I don't know why. There's something about her. I don't see a star quality. I don't see the X factor, the it factor.
Interesting.
Do you agree with that or do you see it?
No, I actually kind of agree with her. Like you said, she's on paper, she's a great vocalist.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I forget every time she sings, I forget how good she is every time she
sings. And there
was
another black woman who I did connect with who wasn't as good a vocalist.
Who's that? Not Jaina, because Jaina's amazing. Jaina was the girl that last season was helping everybody.
It was Jaina.
Really? I think they're pretty to
me. Well, see, I think that's the problem with Roman, and there were three prayer leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That vote was split, for sure.
So there were three amazing powerhouse
Roman
black
Collins,
vocalists,
and Odell Bunton, and Octavius, and Roman went through.
And Odell was the one who had the platinum ticket.
Right.
And his family was living in a hotel when he first got on, and now they are renting.
But I gotta say, did you remember his performance?
Yep.
His last performance where he was just like, he finished the song, and he put his hand in his pocket, and it was like, I know back in the Fox days, people would come for him and go, oh, I don't like his attitude. But I looked at it as, he was like, I did everything I can do. I am proud of myself. Yeah. And if I go out now, then I'm going out with a bang. Yeah. And he crushed it. Just crushed it.
And
amazing.
I mean, I love Roman. Mm-hmm. And I like that he's a local. He's a local for us.
Long Beach guy. That's right. Yeah.
And another prayer leader.
And so, can we talk about that really quickly? We don't have a lot of time left. Oh gosh, we don't have much time left at all. But so much Jesus on the show this year. Like, these guys are like,
gosh,
I'm a witness for the Lord, and I'm not going to be quiet about it. And
to
it's
the
like,
point
so...
where Luke even said, my pastor is going to be happy because even though I don't show up, I'm being taken to church every week.
And they did.
They absolutely did.
That's my thing. It's like, I love gospel music. I love it. And that separates it from contemporary Christian music because I feel like it's so much more authentic.
I agree so much. And I know you're not going to be surprised on who is my crush. William Mosley.
Yeah, country guy. Yeah. Literally, the first minute he showed up, I was like, oh, Kelly's going to want to get with that.
He's a big guy with long hair. And
he's fantastic, too.
He did a strip down... Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Mm-hmm. That was wonderful.
I'm just so excited for this.
And God bless him. I gave myself a year.
Yeah.
Well, what a great year you're having, dude. But yeah, he's gonna be winning awards.
And then there's okay, just really quickly, who's the one who does the weird faces? He went through
Right? Oh, Jack. Blocker. Yeah. I like him in that. I think his pitch is incredible. He doesn't hit any wrong notes. I like him, but as a voice coach, I watch what he's doing with his face. And I'm like, oh, dude, stop.
The technique is terrible. They even talked to him about it. And what's his name? Sam Cocker? What's the name?
Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker.
Yes.
I can't remember names today.
That was his body. He wasn't necessarily doing things with his face. It was his body.
Anyway, if you have...
Wait, quickly, though. My favorite...
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
...is Julia Gagnon. Julia. She wrote it down, too. Yeah. And I haven't liked her choices the last couple, but this last show, when she was saved, that was a great show.
Yeah.
Because if they were singing, it was because they were free as birds and they didn't have to compete in that moment. Or if they were singing for their life, they were singing for their life.
Right.
And it was a great show. But Julia, there is no way a girl that age should be able to tap into the emotions vocally that she does. I want to see her glowed up. I want to see her get stylized. And, you know, but seriously, that girl's insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
She's absolutely one of my favorites.
But we should probably wrap it up because...
Well, that's what I was going to say, but I'm glad you said...
yell at us.
But if you are not... If you have any desire to... watch AI and you haven't yet, catch up, please. It's a good... Or just start now. Because the top 14 is really good.
Yeah.
And...
But also notice they're going so quick. Did you notice this year they didn't do the group rounds? They didn't make them do trios and duets.
Yep.
And I was like, why is this going so fast?
Hollywood went so fast.
It's going so fast. And part of my bitch about this is that The Voice is way too effing long. But Idol has pared it down so much that we don't get invested in these kids. And that's why they
don't have. They do all the wraparounds, and I think that's interesting.
That's interesting,
but I think it used to be too much. And then it would be like the top 50, the top 27 and a half.
I'm not upset that the duets and trios went away, that the group rounds went away, because I never found what the purpose of it was.
Right. Except
to torture them.
Right.
Or maybe to see who is a good person to work with. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they're rushing through now, and we don't get to invest in them, and we don't care about them, so we don't go and buy their stuff afterwards.
Oh, but I care.
But anyway.
All right.
We still love it. Okay. That was it. Did we get everything? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. And Darcy worked all day today. I did not. I sat on my chair and played games.
I wasn't teaching. If I had to teach today, then I'd be brain fried, and I'd be like, can we do this tomorrow? But if I just have to do a side hustle and type, then I can manage. But anyway, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
We are so excited to be back. Stay safe, stay sane.
And healthy and hopeful.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to And Another Thing with Darcy and Kelly.
If you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend or leave a review on the platform you're listening at.
You can follow us online on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Another Thing TV.
Thanks for your support.